It's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
How you doing, everybody? Hi, everybody. Welcome to Family Feud, the show where answering some very simple questions can get you $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car. I know that because we've given away like 5 of them so far, which is pretty cool. Let's meet our families. First up, back for their 4th night, it's the Porter family. This is going okay.
Crazy.
Remind Australia who's on board this hand-picked team of yours.
My sister-in-law, Catherine, my brother-in-law, Brad, and my brother-in-law, Mark.
Lovely to have you guys back and ready to take them on tonight. It's the Hocking family. Which Australia might have seen you guys before, but I think when we played there was like a confusion over one of your answers or whatever, so we thought, just in the interest of fairness, come back and play again.
Thank you very much for having us.
So who have you brought?
I've got my brother Murray, cousin Bree, and Murray's wife Joanne, my sister-in-law.
Yay! Let's do it! Team captains, let's play the feud! We surveyed 100 people and the top 5 answers are on the board. Name an activity that might see you hanging upside down. Camille.
Parachuting?
Upside down? If it's going horrendously.
Maybe.
Graham. Activity that might see you hanging upside down.
How about trapeze artists?
That's not too bad. That's pretty cool. Good job. Hey, Murray, how you doing?
Hey, Grant, very well.
Good
very
to
well,
see
thank you.
An activity that might see you hanging upside down.
I reckon you'd be hanging upside down if you were bungee jumping.
If you put it there. Yeah.
Good job.
You ever bungee jumped, Brie?
Uh-uh.
And she says, I'll never. Maybe we make that like the condition of getting your money. If you say go to Fast Money and you win 10,000, first you've got to jump off something.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, I'm
Is that like your... That's your Achilles heel,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah.
You don't do heights?
No, not like that.
An activity that might see you hanging upside down?
The monkey bars?
Yeah, just in the playground.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And Brie, fair to say, a little surprised that the answer was there.
A little bit.
That looked like that. That was certainly a relief pose. Hi, Joe, how are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
Good
how
to
are
see you?
You.
Yeah, good, thank you. An activity that might see you hanging upside down?
Maybe gymnastics.
Maybe gymnastics.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. A hot start for the Hockings so far.
Not bad at all.
Just one to go. Number 5, Graham, what is it?
How about an acrobat?
An acrobat,
yeah.
To be specific.
Yeah.
Is that number 5? Wow. It was like exceptionally effortless.
Wow.
That's not bad. That was nice. Well played. Clean sweep. Takes you to 80 right there. And you know what, Porter? Don't worry. You might get a turn. If you're going to win for 5 nights in a row, remember the Porters are on night 4. You could be driving home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander at seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk sensing headlamps, my favourite, and CVT auto with paddle shift. Now, for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name your favourite place to read. We'll give you the answer when we come back right here on Family Feud. Two families could win $10,000 tonight. Now, before the break, I asked, name your favourite place to read. The top answer was...
Yes.
So relaxing. Catherine, Murray, let's play! We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Give me a specific word used to describe a storm. Murray?
Fierce.
A fierce storm. Ooh. It sounds like the kind of storm you don't want to be in, Murray.
Not at all.
OK, Catherine. Very descriptive.
Appreciate it.
Scary.
A scary storm.
Yeah.
Hey! You guys are going to play. Now, we know you're afraid of heights. Are you afraid of storms?
No.
This is like therapy for you, isn't it? Give me a specific word used to describe a storm.
Mm.
You're shaking your head.
Mm. Tremendous.
Right, everybody, oh my God, here comes a tremendous storm. See, that kind of sounds pretty cool.
Sounds like something you'd
say. I've started something, haven't I?
Yeah, yeah. What about tremendous? No. Not a tremendous storm.
No.
Joe, if you're in a storm, what kind of storm would it be?
Windy.
A windy storm.
Yes, definitely.
Specific word used to describe a storm?
How about a lightning storm?
A lightning storm. Mm. It's a kind of storm.
Yeah. Oh, never mind.
Sorry. Specific word used to describe a storm?
I'll go in the lines of the scariness and I'll say terrifying.
Whoa!
That is terrifying. That's,
you just turned it up a notch, yeah, haven't you? What about a terrifying storm? That's the three strikes down there. So, Portis, you get a shot at it now. Mark, your thoughts?
Thunder.
Brad.
Hail.
Catherine.
Lightning.
Camille.
Thunder.
Thunder?
Thunderstorm.
Yeah. Thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Ready to have a look? Get you guys some points? Be nice, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Make it toe-to-toe with these guys over there? Let's do it. Let's see if it's there. Oh! It's not. So, there you go. Hawkins. Number eight.
Tempest. Dark. Thunderous.
Thunderous. Specific word. Specific was the key word in that key question. A little tougher. We can't make it too easy for everybody every time. 0-113 is the score. Double points time, Porters. Yeah? 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 Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Brad, Bree, let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. You just did like a Beyonce thing.
I did a low, no one else saw it.
Pretty good. I loved it. I loved it.
Can you do something like that?
I don't know.
Now here's something you find in the back of a ute. Brad.
A dog?
A dog goes in the back of the ute. Not the top answer, though. No. Bree.
Tools.
Tools. Yeah. Let's have a look. They're going to play. You owning it? What are you laughing at, Murray?
No.
Nothing.
What exactly was wrong with that?
No, you've obviously done it many times.
Good heckle, smarty pants. Something. Do you own a ute, Joe?
No, we don't.
No?
Own a ute.
No.
So I'm a bit stuck.
Name something you find in the back of a ute.
Wood.
You find wood in the back of a ute? Yeah. You're carrying something? It could be wood. You just gave a Bree response. You just went, oh, yeah. It was so, wow, how was that up there? Graham. Something you find in the back of a ute.
I don't have a ute, but I have seen utes with mattress in the back. Well, if you're going overnight somewhere.
What about a mattress? If this ute's a rockin'.
Don't come knocking.
Don't bother knocking. Murray? What are you doing back in the ute?
Mattress wouldn't have come to mind, I tell you. Ladder.
Ladder.
Maybe there's got to be a ladder.
You're
a tradie.
Tools, yeah. Give me a ladder. First strike. I'll Bree.
Toolbox.
Like a tool? A, oh, yeah, toolbox will do.
Toolbox will do is your best try. That'll do. Oh. Second strike, sir. The Porters could steal this off you, Joe.
Yes, they could.
But you guys are going pretty good. There's only two left on the board there. And you're leading.
I know it's probably illegal, but I'm going to say people.
People in the back of you, like if you're at a B&S ball or something like that. There could be people in the back of the ute. Three strikes. And yes, it is illegal.
So,
Porter, Mark.
Hey.
Hey?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Cool. Brad.
I'm going to say esky.
Nice.
Similar to the mattress.
Very, very, very cool.
I'm thinking bike.
Bike.
In the back of
it. So it could be sporty, so you take your bike to the wherever you need to ride it. Come here.
I'll say esky.
Esky.
Esky? Yeah.
So we're saying esky. Oh, yes! Nice work, Porters. Number three. So it's 152 to 113. It's a nice nail-biter tonight. We've got a good one here, guys. Look, if you can't get enough Family Feud, then find us on 10 Play, where you can catch some highlights of the show and the fun bits that also don't make it onto your TV. Plus, you can also play along with our official Family Feud game. Head to 10 Play and browse to Family Feud. All the details are there. Triple points, everybody. We'll be back. Chicken or the beef? Chicken or the beef? Don't know who's going to win this one. It could be the Porters. They're 152. They do lead, but it's only a slender margin because the Hockings are there on 113. Something's wrong with my mouth tonight. The family who gets to 300 points in this round could take home $10,000. And this time, triple points. So give me Mark, give me Joe. Let's play.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. No.
No.
We surveyed 100 people on the top. 7 answers are on the board. Name something that can get into a knot. Mark.
Shoelaces.
Shoelaces can. Yeah. What's number one, Joe?
A rope.
A rope? Let's have a look. And yes, it is. You're cool under pressure too, aren't you? Such a pivotal moment in the game tonight. Name something that can get into a knot.
How about a tie?
A tie is supposed to be in a knot.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in a knot, so...
Oh.
That's not in a knot.
And knot is the answer.
No.
Murray.
We'll go for string.
String can get into a knot.
Sure.
Let's have a look.
I'm going to say ribbon.
Yeah, you're not a ribbon. What about a ribbon knot? Knot. Second strike. Porters, have a think of an option because you could steal, potentially, Joe.
Hair.
Yeah.
Hair is a good one.
I understand that.
Murray and Graham are both going, yeah, yeah, just all the time. All the time. Something that can get into a knot, sir?
Yarn. Along the lines
like
of
a long story? A yarn
well,
story?
I could get into a knot if you...
Oh, you mean yarn as in as yarn, in... wool,
yes,
sort of
wool,
yarn.
Yeah.
Yarny wool.
Yes. Yeah.
Three strikes. Sorry, Graham. Porters. Mark, your thoughts?
Stomach.
Ooh, not bad. Brad?
I like stomach in a knot as well.
You like that too?
I do.
Catherine?
Maybe a necklace in a knot.
Necklace in a knot.
Yeah.
Camille.
Okay, let's go stomach.
Triple points. Which means if you win this, you play for your fifth night, which is for the car. So this should have your stomach in knots right now. Okie dokie. Is it there?
Yeah.
Neck is in the knot! Graham!
Thank Thank you, Grant.
Murray.
Thanks, Grant.
Bree.
Thank you.
Joe. You guys had a really good night tonight and really took it to them, but just missed out in the end. You had a good laugh at Knickers, though. Did somebody actually think of that, or has it only occurred to you afterward? Yeah, same. Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Look, you're not going to go home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a $1,000 gift card from Home Timber and Hardware to share between you. All Home Timber and Hardware go where the tradies go. And you'll also be taking home the brand new Family Feud board game. Which is a great Christmas gift available at Toys R Us, Games World and Mind Games. They are the Hockings, everybody. Quarters, fast money, let's go. Being crowned champions again, you turn night four into night five tomorrow night and play for the card. That's good, but before we do that, we go for $10,000. We do it next. You're back that way in a soundproof booth, and we'll return in just a moment on Family Feud to play for $10,000 in Fast Money.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
It's Fast Money time here in the feud. Let's see if the Porter family can win some cash. Now, if you and Catherine get 200 points or more between you, you'll win the $10,000. You should be getting used to it by now. Does it get easier?
No.
That was kind of not the answer I was hoping for. But let's do it anyway. Catherine is in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers right now. Oh, she's singing as well. And pouting and pointing. Oh, oi! Hola! I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time, and the clock starts at the end of the first question. You ready?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Best of luck.
Thank you.
What's something a man can never have too many of?
Wives.
Name something there's always plenty of at a good party.
Alcohol.
Give me a name you would give to a mouse.
Minnie.
Name something you need to play cricket.
Ball.
Name a type of bread.
White.
Let's go. Okay. What's something a man can never have too many of? And you, like it was just an everyday question, kind of just went and just went, this. Wives. Really?
Oh, dear.
What are you, Henry VIII? It's funny, last night we asked Mark what's something you wish had never been invented, and he said marriage.
We're a diverse family.
Survey says.
I wonder why.
Apparently that's not a very 2014 answer.
No.
Maybe 1314, maybe. Mm-hmm. Name something there's always plenty of at a good party, you said. Alcohol, survey says. To agree with that answer a little more than the last. Give me a name you would give to a mouse. You said Minnie. Survey says. No. Name something you need to play cricket. You said you need a cricket ball. Survey says 19. Name a type of bread. You said white bread. Survey says. So that's pretty cool for $10,000. That's not bad. I'm going to ask you the same five questions and you're the second player, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK? Because it's a little trickier. And if you pass on a question, we'll ask it again if there's time. And if you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Camille's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck. What's something a man can never have too many of?
Beers.
Name something there's always plenty of at a good party.
Alcohol.
Try again.
Champagne.
Try again.
Wine.
Try again.
Pass.
Give me a name you would give to a mouse.
Squeak.
Name something you need to play cricket.
Bat.
Name a type of bread.
White.
Try again.
Brown.
We've got brown in there. Nice. Not bad under pressure. Let's go. Crazy. That was crazy.
Question two. That is tricky.
That's the most buzzers I've ever heard in a round. You had more buzzers than there were questions.
Do I get points for buzzing?
Nope. What's something a man can never have too many of? You said. Peace. Survey says. Five. Tools was the top answer. So we need 113 for $10,000. Name something there's always plenty of at a good party. This was funny because you kind of was going, shots, alcohol, wine, UDL, body shots, vodka, tequila. Did you notice that there was a theme to what you were saying? You didn't want to stray from that theme. However, as you can see on the left column, alcohol had been covered in general, which is why you kept getting buzzed no matter what kind of alcohol you were bringing up. So, your answer was? Nothing. They're the points. Alcohol was the top answer. Give me a name you would give to a mouse. You said.
Squeak.
Squeak. Because it's cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squeak.
Survey says. Top answer was Mickey.
Mickey Mouse.
101 now we need.
Quack.
Name something you need to play cricket. You said. Bat.
Good. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
bat
yeah,
ball
yeah.
As a theme.
Well, it's kind of cool because it's the top answer. Now you're in the game. Now you're in the game. So we only need 30 now for $10,000. Nice job. One question to go. Name a type of bread. How many could there be? It can't be that many.
No, not many.
So this should be pretty good. Your answer was brown bread, white brown. Is there 30 or more in it? Is there 30 or more in it?
Yes! Is there?
The survey says... $10,000. So you do get 10